to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Nation. It's Nico, Cheyenne on a tiny little Friday. I'm excited.
Friday? What day do you live on?
It's a tiny Friday.
Oh.
The day before Friday.
Who calls it Tiny Friday?
I do!
Welcome.
That's weird.
Welcome to the nightmare.
It's Friday Junior.
I like Friday Junior too.
But it's also
Tiny
Thursday.
Friday's better. Good morning. I am super excited. One of my longest and bestest of friends in the entire world is coming to visit today.
That's exciting.
He's actually not coming to visit, but he's coming for a reason. He does all the food and beverage for the Spartan races.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so he kind of sets up only when it's an outdoor race. He explained this to me. When they have arena races, they do it themselves. Like the arenas have their own
concessions.
Exactly. Yeah. But when there's an outdoor race, and he does it all, he flies all around the country doing Spartan races, which we all know are those like obstacle course challenges.
Yeah.
Where there's no like real winner, but there's always kind of a winner.
Everyone's a winner in a Spartan race.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like anybody who takes that competitively is Wayne from AMCO. And he's the only one.
Yes, absolutely.
But everybody there to kind of like throw fake spears at like wooden men and, you know, run through the mud and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But so he basically just sets up like sandwiches and beer.
That's a great job to have.
Some Gatorade, I think. I don't know. I've been to one of his races, though. For the most part, it's just set up for him.
Yeah.
He just like goes to Costco and grabs a bunch of stuff and then takes it to the race. Yeah, he makes a living doing this. Which is amazing.
Wild. Good for him.
So every year in February, there's a race at McDowell Mountain, and he comes to stay with us for a couple days, and we hang out and golf and stuff, and he's working for Spartan Race. So I'm looking forward to seeing him.
That's exciting. So you guys are going golfing today?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
If schedule permits, probably Bel Air. Bel Air is a cool golf course off Bell Road. And it's got a very chill vibe.
Oh, I like chill vibe.
Yeah.
Chill vibe is my favorite vibe.
It's not too wild.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Pete does not. He is not like a golfer.
He is a drinker who drinks while golf.
He is 6'6", almost 400 pounds.
Oh, he's a big old boy.
So his body is accustomed to being a security guard or like a doorman at a bar. Not a golfer.
Doorman at a bar.
Yeah, you'll see him. You'll be like, oh, yeah, this person should be playing in the Super Bowl. Not golfing. Holding a golf club in his hand.
A Spartan race.
A golf club in his hand looks like a little, like looks like a little tiny ruler. Where in my hand, it looks like a yardstick. It's so funny.
That's hilarious.
It's gonna be
and
a good
also,
time.
The best visual you could have given.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's Big Pete. Looking forward to his day. I hope everybody's looking forward to a little bit cooler temps today and possibly some rain in the valley tomorrow.
I'm here for that.
Ooh.
I love good rain.
Well, the Spartan race is going to be going on tomorrow too, so Big Pete will be drinking some beers, hanging out in the rain.
Some good, mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Brad is a mama's boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a mama's boy sometimes.
He never wants to embarrass his mom, and hilariously, his wife Sarah always wants to embarrass him in front of her.
Sounds like my kind of person.
So we're going to call her and tell her that her husband wants her to chill with the butt grabbing around.
Ooh.
Mama. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Sarah?
Yeah? Who is this?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
What? Okay. What is this?
I have news from your husband, Brad.
Oh, no. Okay. I mean, he was just here. Why didn't he tell me when I just saw him?
He enlisted my service to tell you the news. He wanted me to tell you to stop grabbing his butt and trying to make out with him in front of his mom. He's serious this time. He said he's serious this time. It's embarrassing.
Sure he is.
You keep calling him a mama's boy, and he feels very uncomfortable.
Well, he is a mama's boy. Yes, a mama's boy.
Are you okay? Are you okay with that? It seems like you're very okay with that.
What? With the not grabbing his butt in front of his mom?
Why do you do that to him? It puts him in a very weird position. I think it's hilarious, by the way. Do you like making him feel uncomfortable?
I think he really does like it. I think he secretly likes it.
I don't know. Either way, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9. I was put to the test to give you this information, to break the news to you, and I have.
All I have to say is one day I hope I have a husband whose butt I want to grab as much as you grab your husband's butt in front of his mom.
In front of his mom, though?
I don't care. Your mom,
that would be like me grabbing my wife's butt in front of her dad.
I want my kids to feel like they love their spouse enough and just want to them. Like, I want to know that. I want to know that. I want to know that's a good part of your relationship.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah?
What's it like to grab your husband's butt in front of his mom? Cheyenne wants to know.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
I feel like I'm not doing it like she's not like staring at us while I'm doing it. It's always like, you
it's
know.
It's not like you're outwardly
in
like
the kitchen
PDA.
And she's talking to us. She's like in the kitchen making dinner, and like I'll just like, you know, sneak a grab over there. Like,
he's being so dramatic.
Yeah,
he's being dramatic.
I love it.
I think it's great.
Either way, just keep pinching his butt.
Just get that tushy.
Get a good makeout sesh right in front of his mom.
I mean,
she'll love that.
There's a line.
And now everybody knows he's a mama's boy.
Nico breaks the news mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
Don't have kids later in life.
Okay, first of all, why?
But also, wait to have kids.
It's a really fine line to walk.
There's a short window there.
It is very short, and honestly, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to preference.
I'm just so tired. I love my kid. I love him to death. I will do anything for Justin Lazarus, and I'm sure the entire Camel Nation feels the same way about their offspring. And when he says to me, "Dad, will you play with me?" I'm like, "Yes." I don't have the energy I used to have, Cheyenne.
You're like, "I will play on the couch.
I will play now.
You know what? My back will be the racetrack for your cars."
As long as playing involves me being the mountain in our Hot Wheels, like, because he'll run like the car all over my body. Like, I'll put my knee up and he's like, "Oh, this is like Mount Everest, Dad." And I'm like, "Yeah, Mount Everest right here." Supplied by Dad. It's exhausting, man. I don't know how some of these dads are like super dads. They're like, "Oh, yeah, I play baseball with this one, and then I go play hockey with this one." I'm like, "That ain't me, bro."
It's exhausting.
I got a job.
It's not the easiest thing to be like an active parent.
It's really tiring.
But it's when your kids ask you to do something that's so out of your comfort zone and not you that you go, "I have to do this."
Yeah.
Because I am, in my case, mom.
Super mom.
And I am.
You are. Cheyenne super mom.
And I really want to say no, but I can't. My kids asked me to learn how to play video games. Okay.
And you weren't one of these casual like Nintendo Wii people.
Guys, I get motion sick watching the TV. Okay? Like, I don't do well. I don't watch them play video games because I can't.
Yeah.
But I am learning to play video games so that I can play with my oldest from afar.
And like I said, that's beautiful. It's a beautiful move that you're making to obviously relate to your kids. But you're not just playing video games, okay? Because Nintendo Wii, when you like played like the cut fruit game, Ninja Fruit? Ninja?
Yeah.
Did you ever play that?
Yes.
Like, that's technically playing a video game. The game that you're attempting is Call of Duty.
Yeah. And Fortnite, because that's what they've requested.
And Fortnite, which is just as complex as Call of Duty.
And it makes me just as sick. So
there's so much happening.
And then Minecraft is a whole nother world. Because my oldest plays Fortnite, and he's dabbling in Call of Duty. Uh-huh. My youngest plays Minecraft.
Minecraft is easy breezy.
It's not to me. I don't understand. I don't understand video games.
Dun, dun, dun. Cheyenne screwed.
You guys, I have saved lives on an ambulance before. Like, I've been a part of saving lives. I have lived through a variety of things in my lifetime.
This is way more complicated.
I can't play video games, okay? I don't know how, and I am trying. I literally found a 45-minute YouTube video the other day to teach me how to play Fortnite.
You know you can go on an app called Fiverr and hire some kid to teach you how to play this game?
What? I thought Fiverr was only like for people to draw you logos.
No, well, they have people of skills that you can use their skills.
I can hire a teenager to teach me how to play video games?
You can hire a teenager.
Shush your mouth.
That's what you need to do. Or you can come over and play with me. I play Call of Duty all the time.
I thought about that too, actually. I was like, man, I could just go over to Nico's and Nico could teach me how to play.
Come on over. Yeah.
Come on over.
Come on over, play games. Come on over.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
What we do anything in the world to relate to our kids.
We do.
602-894-5653, Camel Nation, asking you now, what did you learn or what did you do to get more involved in your kid's life? We'd love to hear
it. We just want to relate.
Cheyenne's out here killing people digitally.
Digitally. with my joysticks and my lightning fingers.
I didn't think I really needed to clarify that, but I guess with you, I got to clarify that. Yeah, so she's picking up a little Call of Duty Fortnite action to relate to her son who lives in Washington with her with his dad, and she wants to online play. And I think that's the sweetest thing ever.
You know, it's a thing. It's something.
It's cool. I want to play with you.
Someday. We could do that.
Yo, we get home at the same time.
We could. They're never going to see us again.
Can you imagine? We become Call of Duty buddies after the show every day. All right, we got William and Tempe on the phone. Morning, man.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you do to relate to your kid?
We do ballet together.
You,
hey!
I'm gonna assume that your kid is a girl. Like it's your daughter who does ballet.
Boys do ballet too.
I know they do. That's why I'm making an assumption. Nico,
Lila's an 8-year-old. Yes.
Okay, and you are you into dance? Is this something that like?
No.
Okay. Okay.
And you sound hesitant, so you're the opposite.
What? How did you go from my daughter likes ballet to I'm going to do ballet with my daughter? That's the leap that I'm not jiving on.
Well, she wanted to do it, and I just got into it to understand why she was into it, to make her happy. And so I got into it.
To make her happy. See that? We will do anything for our kids.
Dude, I get that.
Including putting on a tutu.
You wear the tutu.
Do you wear a tutu?
No tutu over here. No. She wears the tutu.
She wears the tutu. But you are
she
there.
She wears them, and I just support her in wearing her tutu.
You know what? I love that. Good for you to get super out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. And when is your next recital? Because we're coming to watch, and we're videotaping.
Yes.
We usually do 2 days a week.
Oh. You're doing ballet 2 days a week?
Wow.
Wow. Men need to be more
Saturdays,
like William.
And then we do like a Wednesday.
I love that.
I bet you're super flexible.
I have become more flexible.
There is a new trend in the household, and it's disgusting.
In the Petro household?
Yes, and I feel like everybody's household, this is becoming more popular, and we got to stop it right now, Cheyenne.
Okay, what is
and
it?
And I'm not just being dramatic just to be dramatic for a dramatical effect on the radio.
Yeah.
But I'm being dramatic. It's taking your phone into the toilet with you.
No.
That is so gross.
Yeah, I'm not here for that.
Listen, I'm not implying that people that watch their phone and scroll through social media or watch movies, in my wife's case, catches up on episodes of television shows.
Episodes?
Episodes.
Yo.
Bro, how much time is she spending in the bathroom?
Her butt.
And why?
Her butt gets numb.
She gets dead legs in the bathroom?
She literally called me from the restroom the other day.
Uh-huh.
After about like 30 to 40 minutes of being on the can. And she says, hey, babe. Can you give me some toilet paper, please? I was like, you sat there for 35 minutes knowing that you did not have toilet paper. Now you're calling me after 35 minutes?
That's...
She makes it an event.
Does she light a candle?
It's 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm in and out.
Maybe 10 if I'm, if something's not working properly.
Yeah. That's what squatty potty's for.
But yeah, is this a thing? Are y'all experiencing this?
It ain't a thing for me. I would say my teenager probably does that. He probably does. Yeah. That I would be
just
willing
hanging
to
out
bet.
On his phone?
Yeah. He just takes it with him wherever he goes. It's like you take it away, he has a panic attack.
Let me point out the fact that she's probably using this as an opportunity to get the hell up away from me and to Justin.
That could be.
You know what
I
mean?
It is a place of solace because it
is.
Should be.
It's harmony for her.
She shuts the door, the angels sing.
Welcome, Dana. Ooh. Have a seat.
Enjoy yourself.
Pull down your pantalones. And release. And hold. And release. Don't take your cell phones into the bathroom with you, okay?
I do know some people that do this, though, that are not trying to escape life.
That's like their chill room?
It's their office.
Maybe it's just the only chance they get to relax, but I don't know why you'd want to do that there.
Yep, gotta go punch the time card in the office, babe. I'll be right back.
That's not for me. That's not the move for me.
I like my legs.
And also, if you use the phrase, dropping kids off at the pool.
Ew.
I like you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
that. Seriously?
I like guys to say that. I like guys to say that.
Really?
Hey, I gotta go drop the kids off at the pool.
Still?
I don't know. I just like
sometimes,
it. Stupid.
You're such such a child. Such a child.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Airlines are duping us. They're a scam.
They're in the business to make...
I know.
they're a scam.
You mean they're a for-profit company?
They are so profit that we...
They're in the business of making money, Cheyenne.
They are.
Any way, shape, or form, they are going to make money. Did you see these new layouts for seats where you're literally going to be sitting underneath the person in front of you? So the person in front of you's seat kind of hovers over your waist and you kind of slide in underneath, which makes your head go directly where their butt is.
What if they have gas? I haven't seen that.
It's so bad. And every single comment is always like, yeah, but what happens when they fart in my face? Like, your head is literally right here and their butt is right here. So they're trying to save money. I get it. Abe raises a very good question, though.
I love Abe's shower thoughts, like his passing thoughts, because they sometimes sound and look like a math problem, and they make so much sense.
Yeah, he does have that beautiful mind, like...
He does.
Where all the formulas are going around in his head, the
writing
algorithms,
is written
like...
Writing on the wall.
Okay, nerd, what is your thought?
Well, so, like, you know, most of the check bags can be, like, what, 50 pounds?
It's 50
usually.
Pounds, yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you're 5 pounds over, they want you to do something about it. So, let's say you pop it open, you...
Or they charge you for an overweight bag, oversized bag.
Okay, see, I don't fly as much as y'all, but like, let's say you pop it open and you take 5 pounds out and put it in your backpack that you're going to carry on.
Right.
Both things are still going on the plane.
Yes.
So what was the point?
Okay, now their excuse will be this. As a representative of U.S. Airways, the checked luggage will be in the belly of the plane where the freight normally is held.
Right.
In the baggage. And your carry-on will go above the plane. So it will throw off the center of gravity of the airplane.
So it's a displacement issue.
It's a displacement issue.
Right.
Sound like a very political answer.
Otherwise known
as... I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to walk around it to make you think that I answered it.
You're not going to get in trouble for keeping it real.
Yeah, nah, man. They just want to charge you more for having 5 pounds more in your bag.
Because that's the thing. See, that's the thing. Is you could leave it in your bag and be like, all right, it's 5 pounds over. Just charge me the heavy bag fee or the extra weight fee.
Yeah.
And they're going to charge you. And then you get to leave it.
Right.
Or they don't charge you and you put it in your carry-on.
Exactly. And it still goes on the plane with you.
This makes no sense.
It still goes on the plane.
I always thought it had something to do with the way the plane was going to fly. I thought it was like important math on their part.
No. It's a way for them to charge
money.
You more.
Oh. It's about money.
So if there's ever an issue where, there's a seat open way at the front of the plane and you're stuck in the back of the plane. You're like, man, I would really like to sit in that front seat. They go... No, you'll throw off the balance of the plane, sir. We have allotted for so much weight in the back of the plane so that if you move to the front of the plane, you will now throw off the balance of... It's an airplane flying at 500 miles an hour through the air. Okay, how much is my 200-pound body going to throw off the dynamics of the flight?
Only planes that get this excuse, and I can say this because I know, are medical transport planes, because those are so specific that it comes down to like the parents' weight.
Okay.
Those ones are the only ones.
Yeah.
But they're little planes, though, right?
Yes. Those are the only ones.
We're talking about jumbo jets.
Commercial airplanes.
Like a 747 is not going to get knocked off its atmosphere because
it's going to be flying either way.
To the bathroom. Like, oh, hell no. He's going to the bathroom, y'all. We're going to go down. Take it easy.
Pump up the airbags in the back.
Take it easy, airlines.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Make it make sense. If you know, please let us know, 602-894-5653, because it doesn't make sense to me.
No, don't.
Come fly the illogical skies.
Okay, Nico, it is time to play Minute to Win It. Now, on the line for this grand prize is a vacation to Disneyland, which is 4 3-day passes, 1 park per day tickets into Disneyland, and a 2-night hotel stay at one of their Disneyland resort hotels. But you have to answer all 10 questions correctly to win that grand prize.
I love it. So far, we've revealed 6 questions. We got a new contestant today, Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Alicia, are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
I'm ready.
All right, you've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
Okay.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Alicia, how many fingers does Mickey Mouse have on each hand?
He has... Oh my God, I'm nervous. 4 fingers on each hand.
Which ocean can you find the Bermuda Triangle?
Atlantic.
How many chambers is the heart divided into?
2.
No, I think it's 4. But I'm not left anything wrong. 4 chambers.
What is the name of our Milky Way? Or what is... That was my fault.
Well, give you that one.
Okay. A golden anniversary represents how many years of marriage?
Can you say that one again?
A golden anniversary represents how many years of marriage?
I think 50 years.
What is the elevation of the highest peak in Arizona?
Okay, it is... I know, the mountain. Do I have to be exact?
Yes.
10 seconds left.
Okay, 12,633.
What do you call the particles that orbit the nucleus of an atom?
Time's up.
All right, that's it. That was 60 seconds. You revealed question 7. I definitely gave you a freebie. I take responsibility for that on number 4. My bad. But you did really well. You answered a question that was really hard, and you revealed the next question.
Yeah, I wonder how you came up with that one, Alicia.
Alicia, you did not get all 10, so you don't win the grand prize, but... we're still going to send you to Disneyland!
There's a reason we call him Producer AB Baby.
Because he is a producer.
Not because he has a daughter.
And he produced. Reproduced.
Although that is still the best thing I've ever produced.
Oh!
You're so cute.
That was adorable.
You're so stinking cute.
She knows. She knows. I tell her all the time.
She does know. That's true.
But he also likes to produce music from time to time. You know
so
it.
Good at it.
You love it. You asked for it. He's done remixes in the past, and he's got a new banger.
Yeah, so.
That was so low tone. He goes like, yeah. And then he's like, it's pretty cool.
So I've done a couple of these country ones before. I've never done the same artist twice in a row, but I kind of had to do something on this one. Because, the Thomas Rhett, Beautiful as You.
Yes, that was
a couple
so
weeks
good.
Ago. Mm-hmm. And as I was wrapping that one up, I heard that he had just dropped his latest one with featuring Teddy Swims, who I absolutely love.
We are big Teddy Swims fans in the studio.
Like, love Teddy.
Yeah.
So when I heard that, I was like, oh, dang, am I going to have to do Thomas Rhett twice in a row? Like,
back to back, ooh. Thomas.
So yeah, that's kind of what happened. And a lot of them I've gone like the R&B route, mm-hmm. and which is kind of funny on this one because like I totally kind of slowed it down and like was gonna make it like an R&B feel to it. And I was like, you know what? I've already done that. So
we ain't doing the same thing twice.
So
I love
what'd you
it.
Do?
I was starting to get concerned that people thought that I might not be able to bring the funk.
Ooh. Who did that? No. Who asked you that?
No, I'm kidding. Nobody said that.
Who dare
no.
you?
But I'm pretty eclectic in my own taste. So yeah, this one is just like straight up funk.
Dude, I'm so stoked for this.
Here we go. Intro
wait.
It. Let's go. Let's play it right now.
All right. So this is Thomas Rhett featuring Teddy Swims. Something About a Woman.
Exclusive. 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 No, but seriously, guys.
It is exclusive.
Shout out to Abe. Massive talent. Nobody else is doing this. Country music in the country, and we got him right here.
We are kind of lucky ducks.
All right, let's play the song for real now.
Say my favorite one so far.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was so nervous.
I really enjoyed that.
Dare I say, a few women in the Camel Nation just became pregnant from that song right there. Just an FYI.
I hope you were prepared for that.
I mean, wait, do I owe child support?
Wow. Nice job, Squeak Boogie.
That was good. And the text line agrees. OMG, this is awesome. Love it, Abe. Phenomenal job. All caps.
Thank you so much. All caps.
All caps.
See, a great
usage.
A great representation of capital letters. Abe, that was wonderful.
That sounded great, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed
Thank you.
That.
I appreciate it.
I had to vibe out for a minute.
Yeah.
Close my eyes.
Yeah, one time your eyes were closed and you were just bombing.
I was worried you weren't enjoying it because you were kind of like in the zone.
No, I was not in the auto zone. I was in the Squeak Boogie zone. Great job, Abraham.
Can we tell them where to get it? Can you release it somehow?
Yeah, so I definitely am going to put it on my Bandcamp this week. I was kind of waiting for this moment to see, you know, if I even had something.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of waiting to see if people liked it. And yeah, if people like it, I'll put it up.
You had it. So follow him on Instagram at Squeak Boogie, and then the link is in his bio.
Yeah, in there you can get anything I've ever done. So,
woof.
Good
Love
job, babe.
It. Can't wait till we play it again right here. Camel exclusive. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
I had the weirdest thought the other day.
Oh, please tell me, Nico.
All
that
popped
giggle.
In, all that giggle. That popped into my head was this one song from the 90s. Where do you go, my lovely?
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
Yeah, I know
it. I wanna
it.
Know. Oh.
But why?
Where do you go? Oh. The reason I'm singing this dang song that was stuck in my head is because every time I looked at a Waymo, I was like, where do you go? I understand the Waymo is like a Roomba, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, it's got to go home somewhere.
Got to go charge somewhere.
It's got to go home.
Where is its home?
Where is the Waymo's home? And also, if the Waymo's like late to get home, does it go a little faster? Is it like, ooh, I'm late getting home. I better get home before,
like, does it know?
Before dad gets mad at me.
Oh.
Right? It's an autonomous vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay, so it definitely doesn't have feelings, but...
What if it did?
Like, if it hits a pothole, does the Waymo go,
ow.
Ow.
That's gonna smart.
You know how happy I would be, and also freaked out, to be in the backseat of a Waymo, hit a pothole, and then my car goes, ow. That would be the best, worst
and
day of my life.
If you're the passenger, you gotta go, ooh, that was a big one.
Yeah, that definitely sounded like it hurt.
Sorry, Waymo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know they don't have feelings, guys.
We're not crazy.
I'm not a lunatic.
But also,
you know, when it's dirty, is the Waymo like, oh, boy, I need a shower so bad. I stink.
Ew. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, obviously, they don't. We know this, guys.
So the little scooters, right? The bird scooters?
Yeah.
I understand how that process works.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of like rent them
from
Bird, and you say, okay, I'm going to take them home with me. I'm going to charge them. I'm going to put them in my truck. I'm going to clean them. I'm going to put them back out on the streets the next day. And that's how that works.
Yeah.
But Waymo doesn't. There's no one that finally meets up with Waymo and is like, hey, Waymo, come home with me
come
now.
Come with me. I'm
like,
going to charge you.
Is that how
you.
It works?
I don't know. I
does maybe someone like meet up with the Waymo? Like, is it a date?
I kind of assumed that they had like a hub, like the city buses do.
Right.
And that's kind of
like
where,
a big parking lot.
Yeah, and that's kind
like
of where they go.
Like a commissary for food trucks. Did you know that they do that for food trucks? They all kind of meet at a commissary, which is where they can like refresh all the water in their food trucks. They can charge them. They have trash for all like the, you know, when you get rid of all the waste from the food truck. It's called a commissary.
I did not.
I found this out because my wife was on the Great Food Truck Challenge.
Okay. Oh, that's a conversation for another time.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, she was on season 3. The Frankfurter truck from New York City.
Four.
Season 4. Yes. Hilariously, it's kind of the same thing. The concept is like a place where things go. Like,
yeah,
where do
where
they
you
go? Where do you go? My Waymo.
I don't know where the Waymo goes, but I need to know. I feel like I need to know.
Like
that's
we
a
need
fact
to
I don't need it in
this.
My life.
So, ladies and gentlemen, next time you jump into a Waymo, just know that. You know,
go somewhere.
It's living life.
Yeah.
It's doing things. It's, you know, it's also.
What?
Now, I know they're electric. They're all electric. You know that, right?
Who plugs them in?
Yeah. You have to plug in electric cars. Does someone stay at the Waymo lot? I
don't know.
If you work for Waymo, please, or if you know how the sausage is made on this one, please let me know.
This is one of those situations where you kind of want to know how the sausage was made.
I'm very curious about this. Waymo is, it's wild.
Blowing my mind.
It's wild. This reminds me of the pandemic, and it makes me kind of sick.
It is kind of Rona-y.
I'm feeling like people are hoarding, and it's so unnecessary.
I don't like hoarding for unnecessary purposes, and I feel like this is going to be an exact toilet paper situation.
Right? It was toilet paper, it was sanitizer, and now it's eggs.
Freaking eggs. The problem with eggs, the difference between toilet paper and hand sanitizer and eggs is that eggs are perishable.
They are.
So if you're hoarding eggs, you better hope.
You better start
that
munching.
You're eating them.
You munch those eggs.
Because if you're hoarding eggs.
And they go bad.
And they go bad and you're throwing them away.
Someone's throwing them away.
There's a special place somewhere.
H-E double hockey sticks.
To deal with that situation. Because it's not fair. Like, that sucks for the rest of us who, like, genuinely eat eggs.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I don't eat, like, a ton of eggs, right? I eat, maybe I'll eat, like, 4 to 5 eggs. Let's say six eggs a week.
See, I go through at least a dozen eggs a week, minimum.
Easily.
Because they're super good protein. My kid eats them for breakfast. I eat them. Like, we're going through them.
I was saying me personally.
Yo, you personally?
Yeah, so including my son, who has, like, eggs every morning, and my wife, who likes eggs, you know, we're going through a dozen a week easily.
Yeah, you're going through them.
Which, if it were it is sustainable right now for each person to have a dozen eggs every single day, or every week, until they start recuperating from the bird flu issue that had this whole egg situation happen.
And to be clear,
but the problem is people are freaking out.
And we're not getting into the political side of this. We're just talking about how expensive eggs are right now and how people are hoarding
them. There's no politics involved.
We're not doing that.
Bird flu killed millions and millions of chickens. This is how the egg crisis started. So it will not. The whole egg business in whatever you would call it.
Industry?
Oh, there you go.
The egg industry.
The whole egg industry will not recover until June or July, or this is what they're telling us.
And eggs are expected to go up 20% by the end of the year. Like, well,
they're going up every minute they're going up.
I know. The fact is that eggs are expensive.
Yeah.
Stop hoarding the eggs.
Stop hoarding the
eggs. I saw a picture from somebody at Costco who had a literal Costco-sized shopping cart full of eggs over the top of the shopping cart.
Yeah,
all it had in it was eggs.
So Costco is being a little more lenient. We also, Camel Nation, we want to find out where you are getting your eggs from. Who's not price gouging right now? 602-894-5653. We do know that Costco, whenever they put them out every single day, people go crazy.
They start hoarding
them. Trader Joe's is saying one dozen per family.
One dozen per shopping trip. And I think that's okay. Like, I think it's not a terrible thing.
No.
If I need two, I'll just go put in my car and then go back and grab a second one.
We just need one a week, people.
That's all I need. So stop hoarding them, man.
It's a ridiculous thing to hoard.
Ugh.
Unless you're, like, running a breakfast restaurant, I don't want to see you with more than a dozen eggs.
Right. Or you got a family of 12.
Yeah. You think they're slanging them?
100%.
No.
Black market. There's a black, there's a gray, there's even a yellow market for the eggs.
For eggs?
Yes. No. It's absolutely happening.
Now that's the real question.
They're wheeling and dealing eggs right now.
Who wants to admit they're buying eggs on the black market? Better yet, who wants to admit they're slinging eggs on the black market? I got questions.
Do these problems affect rich people?
I don't know because I've never been in that situation.
I would think so.
If you are rich, let
us
know. I just
asked the poorest people I know what rich people feel about the egg crisis right now.
I've never felt worse about myself than I do
right
now.
It'd be funny if they're like, wait, a dozen eggs wasn't always $20? No. No, it wasn't.
No, Joffrey with the G? No, Sir Buxton? My friend made a hilarious video of him pulling up in a vehicle with black sunglasses on. He rolls down his window. It's on social media. And somebody walks up to the window with a bunch of cash in their hand. And he goes, hey, you got the money? And he goes, yeah, you got the goods? And he brings out a little Ziploc bag of eggs. But that's what it's getting down to, man. If you want some eggs, it's getting
doing
that.
The parking lot
it's
deal.
That's serious. You need to get them on the down low. All right, so we talked about it, and now we have a response from the Camel Nation, how they feel about it.
Text from the 480 says, I just offered my neighbor two rolls of toilet paper for one egg.
For one egg.
Text from 602, funny you guys are talking about eggs. I was just at the store and watched a lady buy three of those double-stacked cartons of eggs.
Ooh.
It infuriated me.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, unless you have a family of 50 that you need to feed right now, it's inexcusable.
Or you're a gym guy and you eat 12 raw eggs a day, you get the exercise.
Gym guys are very resourceful with their protein.
They are, though. They're crazy resourceful. We're not done, though. Text with a 602. Not me building my own chicken coop to hatch my own eggs.
Both my neighbors have chicken coops, by the way.
See? Nice. You can trade them your toilet paper for eggs.
Their chickens are running on empty right now. The winter, apparently, they don't produce as many eggs.
They don't.
That's a different story altogether.
Yes, absolutely. Text on the 623. Forget the eggs. Please don't take my bacon. I need my bacon.
Can you imagine? Ribs, pork chops.
It could be gone.
Pork belly. Oh, don't you dare mess with my bacon.
Take the chickens, but please don't take the pigs.
I feel ashamed.
Oh, why?
I've been lying.
To me?
No.
To your wife?
Not to my wife. She is well aware of my lie.
Oh,
and she goes along with it.
She's a part of it.
Yes, she encourages me lying.
Oh.
She is complicit in your lies.
What are you lying about? Under God. This is sounding bad.
It sounds terrible.
Every week we go to church and we go to a Roman Catholic church. Okay. And your boy is not Roman Catholic.
There it is. Okay.
And at one point in the mass or the service, the priest goes, "We will now give some time for anyone who is not baptized in the Roman Catholic Church to reflect and leave the church, basically,
get out!
Before they do the communion."
Yeah.
They make y'all leave the room?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's crazy.
They kick everybody
usually
out.
Usually you just like stay in your row and don't move.
No, no.
They tell you to leave?
I don't do it.
But, you don't do it?
But I don't take the communion.
Right.
I don't do that part because that's just sacrilege. I don't need that guy frowning upon me in any way, shape, or form.
So you just sit in your...
So I just kind of sit and mingle, yeah. I'm like, oh, a beautiful day today, isn't it, Barbara? I was kind of like one of these guys that goes to church on holidays.
Okay.
I'm a holiday
CEO.
I'm a CEO.
Christmas and Easter only.
Christmas and Easter only.
Oh my gosh.
There you go, CEO.
Okay.
So we've been going to this church. I will not say where it is or what it is. Not because I don't want people to recognize me there, but I totally don't want anyone to recognize me there because I fake the funk that I am Roman Catholic.
What do you mean you fake it?
Well,
how do you fake it?
They have all these hymns that, you know, go along like praise be to him.
Yes,
like that
thing. Yes, I do know what you're talking
about. I don't know when those things happen or what they are.
Yeah. Okay.
So whenever they do it, I kind of go, I'm going to throw him.
It's like I kinda when they tell you that you, when you don't know a song,
yeah,
but you want to look like you know the song, you just say watermelon.
Exactly.
And the movement of your mouth
watermelon. Yeah, it looks like you're doing all the type of moves for
your
mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're just saying watermelon in church.
Him. Amen. So they have the creed, right? Which is basically what you would say that is all-encompassing regarding the religion. It's I am this, and I believe in this, and Father Almighty, and this and this.
Okay.
We have one in the Greek Orthodox Church, but it's different.
Which is?
It's very long.
I was hoping you'd give me a little pity. Yeah.
No, we also have the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
You know, our Lord's Prayer is in Greek.
Uh-huh.
It's Pater imon, on dis or nis, aristitero masu, et tete vasilisu, yeretirito thelimasu, oskeneron pisgis.
This is my favorite part of the show ever, by the way.
It's very long, which is the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
Our Father,
who
art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Like,
Kingdom come.
So that's the same, but ours is in Greek.
Okay.
So I don't do the Our Father who art in heaven thing, but I do know it. So I just kind of like, I'm going like this along with that. So at the end of the day, I'm a liar.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't feel like calling you a liar is appropriate in
this instance. Thank you.
Because at the end of the day, we all kind of believe the same thing, right?
Yeah.
We're all going for the same reason.
Yeah.
It's just, you practice different.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like a better person every time I go to
church. That's a good thing.
And there's one guy who, when they do, hey, why don't you just go ahead and say hello to somebody next to you? I love that part. This one guy goes like up and down the aisles and he shakes everyone's
hand. Oh, he
hand.
Loves it.
Yeah.
It's say hi to your neighbor
he's
day for
like,
him.
Yeah. He's yeah. like, good morning.
Peace be with
good
you.
Good morning.
Peace be
peace
with
be
you.
With you. Yes. The peace be with you.
Abe went to Catholic high school
peace
for a
be
while.
With you.
Junior high, yeah.
Junior high.
Yeah.
And peace be with you, my man. And peace be with you.
So, you should dab him up on Sunday.
So Camel Nation, if you want me to come to your church and fake all the words, I will lip sync.
You're there and that's what matters.
I will lip sync to anything
you can
lip sync
whatever you want.
Watermelon. Watermelon. I think someone's calling from my church.
They're like, we see you, Nico.
We know who you are.
Your watermelon doesn't work here.
We got Jesse in Chandler on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, guys. So you're pretending to be Catholic? Like, that's cute. My husband.
What?
My husband. We have been married for 10 years and together longer. And my family still thinks that he's a Jew. He's been pretending to be Jewish for 10 years, but he's not even remotely Jewish. He is Puerto Rican. He's a really good actor, you guys.
He's just
such a good actor.
Living the life pretending to be Jewish to just fully appease your parents, who I assume are Jewish.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He's living La Vida Menorah.
Yep. Ah! He's gotten really good at the Hebrew.
Good for him. Why doesn't, if he's been pretending for 10 years, why doesn't he just become Jewish? I
don't know.
Thanks for solving the world's problems here, Cheyenne.
It's not the easiest thing. I don't know.
He'll be the first Jew named Manny. Woo! That's the end for us, y'all.
That is it for the day.
What do you got planned for the rest of the day, Cheyenne?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to check out Mountainside Fitness today for the first time, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I've heard that they're very nice gyms.
I feel like they've just like they're the silent awesome gym.
The silent but awesome.
Like, they don't
I'm
preach.
Sure they want to use that as their tagline.
Hold on. Walk through it with me. They don't, like, they're not outright, brightly like, we're amazing! And then you go and you find out how amazing they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's wild to me what you get for the price of the membership without it being expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife is a member at Lifetime Fitness, where their motto is completely different.
Where it's pay a lot of money.
Theirs is.
But also.
Hi, welcome to Lifetime Fitness. You don't belong here. Because that's what I felt walking through the doors of that place.
I have felt that before.
Ironically, feels very comfortable there.
As long as she feels comfortable, that's the hardest part about finding a gym, is you want to feel super comfortable.
Yeah.
When I lived in East Mesa, I went to TG, the gym, and I loved the gym.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not out on that side of town anymore, so I really do need a better gym. And I've had other commercial gyms that I liked.
Yeah.
But I wanted something different, so I'm checking out Mountainside. I've already done a visit at the gym, which is why I know so much about it, and why I'm like, what?
Yeah, go check it out.
So I'm going to go actually work out today.
My type of gym is Planet Fitness, where they have Pizza Fridays.
Don't get me started.
Come have pizza with us at the gym. Sounds good to me.
$14
a month or something like that, too? You got my vote. I keep my $14 a month membership alive just for the free pizza. It works out in my favor. All right. Tomorrow is a Friday, y'all. I'm looking forward to it. Have a great day. We love you. We appreciate you. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
We'll see you mañana. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.